echo fills the ancient sky. There's heard one universal cry. Percussions, movement, a rhythmic blend. Hands that heal, bodies mend. The dance to capture visions lost. Regain freedom at all cost. Broken lives we all endure. Remembering wholeness is the cure. Ancestors dance with spirits of earth and wind. Healers reunite. Share the brilliance of your light.
Hello and welcome to another SFT Tapping with Jen and Marvin. Thanks for those that have watched the pilot episode. We've got a group of 11 people on this call. Thanks for joining us. It's there's a lot of synergy in sort of having a group of people tapping together, don't you think, Jen?
Yes, babies. Yes, it's awesome.
It is awesome. And so, of course, we're going to be putting this up on YouTube again. As best as we can, we're going to be trying to do these things Monday to Friday, 7 p.m. New York time, every Monday to Friday in the weekdays. What else to say? Hopefully people liked the pilot. There's a thumbs up reaction or whatever reaction you want to do. Did you like the pilot? It was pretty intense for me, but anyway. So today we're going to do just a small topic called deep-seated unworthiness. And we're beginning on page 292 of the SFT Lexicon second edition, if you have that in front of you. That would be great. You can tap along. I'm going to be leading. Jen's actually going to be doing the taps 3 times on the head, once on the chest, once on the abdomen in the usual way. Anything else you want to say about this? Mike, if you can... In fact, Mike, I'm going to help you. That's fine. I've just muted you, so there you go. Hopefully everyone else is muted and we're all good to go. Anything else you want to say as intro, Jen? Page 292, deep-seated unworthiness.
Marvin says I have to hit that sweet spot between being robotic and doing the tasks and being an asshole.
Well, we don't want you to be an asshole and we don't want you to be a robot.
Right.
So yes, we're going to find that sweet spot. All right. Are you ready? Just getting myself into the zone. You ready? Mm-hmm. We release being an untouchable in all moments.
We release being an untouchable in all moments. We release being untouchable in our moments. Can I say something?
Yep, baby.
So that was the first past life memory that I had. I was in math class, maybe it was social studies. I was about 10 years old, and I just zoned out, and I was in India living in a ditch.
Wow. Thank you. We release being damned in all moments.
We release being damned in all moments.
We release being enslaved in all moments.
We release being enslaved in all moments. We release being enslaved in all moments. We release being enslaved in all moments. We release being enslaved in our moments. We release being enslaved in our moments.
We release being tortured in all moments.
We release being tortured. We release being tortured. And see how my voice went up to a question to try to avoid that? We release being tortured in all moments. 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 We release being tortured in all moments.
We release the belief that we are a sinner in all moments.
We release the belief that we are a sinner in all moments. We release the belief that we are a sinner in all moments. We release the belief that we are a sinner in all moments. We release the belief that we are a sinner in all moments. We release the belief that we are a sinner in all moments.
We release the trauma of being sacrificed in all moments.
We release the trauma of being sacrificed in all moments.
Get it out, release.
What, babies?
I'm just helping you get it out, release.
We release the trauma of being
sacrificed
in all moments. We release the trauma of being sacrificed in all moments. We release the trauma of being sacrificed in all moments. We release the trauma of being sacrificed. In our moments.
So these are cutting at core issues.
Yeah, that's how we roll, babies.
That's how we roll. We release having our feet bound in all moments.
We release having our feet bound in all moments. We release having our feet bound in our moments. We release having our feet bound in all moments. We release having our feet bound in all moments. We release having our feet bound in all moments.
Did one thing I like.
Did you feel that one, Michelle? Michelle's got little bitty tiny feet, and every time I see her feet, they're still bound. So it's good to get them off. What, babies?
Interesting. I was going to say one of the things I love about your taps, and they're addressing issues in a culturally agnostic way. You're hitting all the cultures.
Well, I haven't been Caucasian in all my. I get around.
Absolutely. I think we all get around. Mm-hmm. We release letting our people down in all moments.
We release letting our people down in all moments. We release letting our people down in all moments. We release letting our people down in all moments. We release letting our people down in all moments. We release letting our people down in all moments.
We release being ostracized in all moments.
We release being ostracized in all moments. We release being ostracized in all moments. We release being ostracized in all moments. We release being ostracized in all moments. We release being ostracized. We release being ostracized in all moments.
It's funny that the tone that you've got, it's almost like an accent of some description, but you might tell the listener what's going on there a bit later. Or you can do it now if you want.
Well, I think I'd go, ooh, am I doing the Fargo imitation again?
Yeah,
you are. There's a Northwest, there's a movie Fargo, and there's a Midwest accent, like they're from Minnesota. And last night's taps, I did this Fargo thing, and I think I heard it again in there.
Yeah, I certainly did. I'm not sure what that means, but it's just an interesting observation because I've never heard you with that sing-song kind of, you know, accent before. But it is interesting that as you're doing this, that seems to be coming through for you.
And I didn't notice it then, baby, until you pointed it out.
Good ears, babies.
Yes, we do, babies.
We release being an abomination in all moments.
We release being an abomination in all moments. We release being an abomination in all moments. We release being an abomination in all moments. In all moments, we release being an abomination. In all moments, we release being an abomination. In all moments, can I add one?
Yep.
Because I just experienced this. We release having the cord wrapped around our neck. In all moments, we release having the cord wrapped around our neck. In all moments, we release having the cord wrapped around our neck. in all moments. We release having the cord wrapped around our neck in all moments. We release having the cord wrapped around our neck in all moments. So that now we have to release the trauma of being born, because then the school pulled me out and that hurt and they squished my shoulders. We release the pain and trauma of being born in all moments. We release the pain and trauma of being born in all moments. We release the pain and trauma of being born in all moments. We release the pain and trauma of being born in all moments. We release the pain and trauma of being born in all moments. There's another one in there, baby. Sorry. I don't mean to derail this, but it's coming through. Can I start it?
Mm-hmm.
We release being fucked by an impatient delivery person in all moments. We release being fucked by an impatient delivery person in all moments. We release being fucked by an impatient delivery person in all moments. We release being fucked by an impatient delivery person in all moments. We release being fucked by an impatient delivery person in all moments. It's distracting when Mike doesn't do the taps. Why didn't he do that one?
That's fine, baby. We'll just keep going. Maybe because this is tapping to release your issues. So perhaps
he's derailing. He's trying to.
That's right. He'll get back onto the program. We release being left for dead in all moments.
We release being left for dead in all moments. We release being left for dead in all moments. We release being left for dead in all moments. We release being left for dead in all moments. We release being left for dead in all moments. There's a funny, I got a funny story about that one.
All right, but so once you've told this one, can we just keep through the program? Because I'm fairly certain
it's very funny.
Okay.
So in a past life memory, the soldiers walked over me and left me for dead. But the funny part was I really was dead and I didn't know it. So is that historical?
Yes, baby. It's really hysterical.
I guess you had to be there.
All right, let's keep going. For those that are joining us recently, we are doing taps around deep-seated unworthiness on page 292 of the SFT lexicon. If you have that book in front of you, you can follow along. Otherwise, we'll just follow along. We release the belief that we are unholy in all moments.
We release the belief that we are unholy all moments. We release the belief that we are unholy in all moments. We release the belief that we are unholy in all moments. We release the belief that we are unholy in all moments. We release the belief that we are unholy in all moments. So there's another tab that's piggybacking that one. We release being turned into a whore in all moments. We release being turned into a whore in all moments. We release being turned into a whore in all moments. We release being turned into a whore in all moments. We release being turned into a whore in all moments. There's another one too. This is a brand new tab that's never put out there. All right. We release whoring for God in all moments. 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 We release whoring for God in all moments.
We release the belief that God hates us in all moments.
We release the belief that God hates us in all moments. We release the belief that God hates us in all moments. We release the belief that God hates us in all moments. We release the belief that God hates us in all moments. We release the belief that God hates us in all moments.
We release the belief that we let God down in all moments.
We release the belief that we let God down in all moments. We release the belief that we let God down in all moments. We release the belief that we let God down in all moments. I'm getting distracted, baby. We release the belief that we let God down in all moments. We release the belief that we let God down in all moments.
Okay, what are you getting distracted by?
Well, I'm worried about Marianne.
Okay. Do you want to turn her video off?
I don't know how.
Well, I do.
Does she need help?
I'm not sure. Marianne, can you? Actually, I'm just going to see if I can unmute her, just see if we can just check in with her. No, I can't unmute her. No, not sure what's going on. Do you want me to turn the video off?
And then can you check on her a little bit?
Yeah. But I don't know how to, so I'm not sure if she's hearing us. I'm going to assume that she is. I've asked her to unmute, but I can't physically unmute her, so... Let me just stop the video for a second. How's that? Do you remember which one we just did? Did we do the, we release the belief that we are unworthy? Did we do that one?
No, we didn't do that one
yet. Okay, so that's next. We release the belief that we are unworthy in all moments.
We release the belief that we are unworthy in all moments. We release the belief that we are unworthy in all moments. We release the belief that we are unworthy in all moments. We release the belief that we are unworthy in all moments. We release the belief that we are unworthy in all moments.
We release identifying with garbage in all moments.
We release identifying with garbage in all moments. We release identifying with garbage in all moments. We release identifying with garbage in all moments. We release identifying with garbage in all moments. We release identifying with garbage in all moments. Can I add one?
Yep.
We release being called garbage in all moments. 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 Can I add another one?
When you finish that one.
Being called garbage in all moments. We release being treated like garbage in all moments. We release being treated like garbage in all moments. We release being treated like garbage in all moments. We release being treated like garbage. In all moments, we release being treated like garbage. In all moments,
we release the belief that we only deserve garbage. In all moments,
we release the belief that we only
deserve garbage.
We release the belief that we only deserve garbage. In all moments, we release the belief that. We only deserve garbage in all moments. We release the belief that we only deserve garbage in all moments. I just keep thinking about you, baby, and you like me.
Of course I do. Let's finish the tap.
We release the belief that we only deserve garbage in all moments. We release the belief that we only deserve garbage in all moments.
That's why we're doing these taps, to release all these.
So we can be together, right, babies?
Absolutely. Because all of these core issues are all BS, so it's time to get rid of them. We release being more comfortable with garbage in all moments.
I'm just thinking of every person I've ever dated. We release being more comfortable with, except for Jeff. We release being more comfortable with garbage in all moments. We release being more comfortable with garbage in all moments. We release being more comfortable with garbage in all moments. We release being more comfortable with garbage in all moments. We release being more comfortable with garbage in all moments.
We release being a throwaway in all moments.
We release being a throwaway. We release being a throwaway in all moments. We release being a throwaway in our moments. We release being a throwaway in our moments. We release being a throwaway in our moment, in our moments. We release being a throwaway in our moments. There's another one, babies.
Mm-hmm.
We release being, feeling, or thinking we are a nothing in our moments. We release being, feeling, or thinking we are a nothing in our moments. We release being, feeling, or thinking we are nothing in our moments. We release being, feeling, or thinking we are nothing in our moments. We release being, feeling, or thinking we are nothing in our moments.
We release living in squalor in all moments.
We release living in squalor in our moments. We release living in squalor in our moments. We release living in squalor in our moments. We release living in squalor in our moments. We release living in squalor in our moments.
So back onto the garbage theme, we release feeling like garbage in all moments.
Can we do the feeling, being, feeling, or thinking we are garbage?
If that's what you want to do.
Let's try it both ways. Do you mind?
Sure. Okay.
We release feeling like garbage in our moments. 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 We release feeling like garbage in our moments.
What do you want to do next? Just want to.
I'm still getting distracted. It's different when I'm not facilitating. I'm sensitive to everybody, and that's why it's hard for me to be in a group because everybody, I get disrupted really easily.
Okay, so Marianne, I'm going to turn your video off again. Apparently, it's a bit distracting.
She gets on board.
Okay, no worries. Let me just turn that off. Okay, we remove all. Sorry, you're going to do another one?
Yeah, we release being, feeling, or thinking we are garbage in our moments. We release being, feeling, or thinking we are garbage in our moments. We release being, feeling, or thinking we are garbage in our moments. We release being, feeling, or thinking we are garbage in our moments. We release being, feeling, or thinking we are garbage in our moments. So then I can see from that it's the thinking one.
Okay, good. It's good that you do that. Just try it out. Someone commented on the pilot episode, the way that you did that, and it just sort of helped lock in, you know, what your core issue was.
Yeah, and so other people can do that for themselves, you know, so they can figure it out and they can discern. It's good to discern.
Yep. We remove all engrams that associate us with garbage in all moments.
We remove all engrams that associate us with garbage in all moments. We remove all engrams that associate us with garbage in all moments. We remove all engrams that associate us with garbage in all moments. We remove all engrams that associate us with garbage in all moments. We remove all engrams that associate us with garbage in all moments.
We remove all muscle memory of associating with garbage in all moments.
We remove all muscle memory of associating with garbage in all moments. We remove all muscle memory of associating with garbage in all moments. We remove all muscle memory of associating with garbage in all moments. We remove all muscle memory of associating with garbage in all moments. We remove all muscle memory of associating with garbage in all moments. Can we check on Marianne and see if she's okay now?
Yeah. So I can only ask her to start a video. If she doesn't start it, then I can't force her to start a video, but I can stop it. So let's keep going until we can check in with her. How's that? Here we go.
She's coming. Are you set now, Marianne?
You're on mute.
You're on mute. Can you unmute so I can hear you? I'm worried about you. You're still on mute, so I can't hear you.
Yeah, I had to change computers. The other computer didn't have any speakers working.
Okay, so are you set now and you're present with us now?
So I'm fine now. Yes, thank you.
Okay, so just give me 1 second. So I'm just going to put you back on mute. Marianne, we'll keep going, okay? Okay. Sorry?
I forgot that you're facilitating. I was going to go.
Yeah, baby. We release identifying with unworthiness in all moments.
We release identifying with
unworthiness.
Cancel. We release identifying with unworthiness in all moments. 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 We release identifying with unworthiness in all moments.
We remove all engrams of being unworthy in all moments.
We remove all engrams of being unworthy in all moments. We remove all engrams of being unworthy in all moments. We remove all engrams of being unworthy in all moments. We remove all engrams of being unworthy in all moments. Baby, this is hard.
I know.
We remove all engrams of being unworthy in all moments. Can I sing for a minute?
Only for a second, baby, because we're only, we've still got a long way to go.
Worthy, worthy. These golden lights will light my way to God. Okay.
Good. Glad they got you back on course. We remove all.
Sometimes, baby.
Yeah. We remove all muscle memory of being unworthy in all moments.
We remove all muscle memory of being unworthy in all moments. We remove all muscle memory of being unworthy in all moments. We remove all muscle memory of being unworthy in all moments. We remove all muscle memory of being unworthy in all moments. We remove all muscle memory of being unworthy in all moments. I have another one.
Okay.
We remove all muscle memory of being a fat slob. We remove all muscle memory of being a fat slob in all moments. We remove all muscle memory of being a fat slob in all moments. We remove all muscle memory of being a fat slob in all moments. We remove all muscle memory of being a fat slob in all moments. Can I do another one?
Yep.
We release being called a fat slob in all moments. We release being called a fat slob in all moments. We release being called a fat slob in all moments. We release being called a fat slob in all moments. We release being called a fat slob in all moments. One more with that one?
Yes, please.
It's hard when you're nice to me.
Babies, everyone's nice to you.
I know, and it's hard. We release being treated like a fat slob in all moments. We release being treated like a fat slob in all moments. We release being treated like a fat slob in all moments. We release being treated like a fat slob in all moments. We release being treated like a fat slob in all moments. There's another one, baby. Sorry. All right. Hey, I wonder if this is an important one.
What gave it away?
We really identifying with being a fast lob in all moments. We really identifying with being a fast lob in all moments. We release identifying with being a fat slob in all moments. We release identifying with being a fat slob in all moments. We release identifying with being a fat slob in all moments. There's another one, baby. There's two more, babies. We release acting like a fat slob in all moments. We release acting like a fat slob in all moments. We release acting like a fat slob in all moments. We release acting like a fat slob in all moments. We release acting like a fat slob in all moments. We release eating like a fat slob in all moments. We release eating like a fat slob in all moments. We release eating like a fat slob. In all moments. We release eating like a fat slob in all moments. We release eating like a fat slob in all moments.
Jesus, baby, so, you don't pull any punches.
I know, babies, but this is good for people to know, is when they're doing the tasks for themselves and another word comes through their mind, then they're going to want to like do that. They're going to want to take the tabs that we've been doing and put in that word, because yep, that's going to help them figure out what their core issues are. So they don't go robotic on script all the time. Isn't that good to know?
It is good to know. So, you know, the taps in the SFT lexicon book are a template or a guide, but it's by no means, you know, full and complete, because, hey, can we do something? There's, in the series, there's a whole bunch of additional taps around garbage and squalor. And my sense is we've kind of done that one from many angles. Can we just sort of skip a whole bunch and sort of pick it up on a different theme? Is that okay?
Yeah, babies.
So can we just start, restart?
Actually, babies, we might want to do some of those with fat slobs, since we got a huge reaction. Like, we can't have vows and agreements.
Okay, so why don't you take the lead for a bit until we've done the fat slob thing, and then we'll pick up, we'll skip a bunch and pick it up on the next page.
Okay, so did we do the release the belief that we are garbage?
I was hoping to skip through the continuation of the garbage and squalor themes.
I want to put in fat slob in there and go with fat theme.
Okay, good.
Is that okay with you, babies?
Go for it. Yeah.
We release the belief that we are a fat slob in all moments. We release the belief that we are a fat slob in all moments. We release the belief that we are a fat slob in all moments. We release the belief that we are a fat slob in all moments. We release the belief that we are a fat slob in all moments.
Okay, I see what's going on here. So can I just take it through now? So we release making others feel or believe they are a fat slob in all moments.
I hate even hearing your words say those words.
Babies. This is all healing, so... We release making others feel or believe they are a fat slob in all moments.
We release making others feel or believe they are fat slob in all moments. We release making others feel or believe that they are a fat slob in all moments. We release making others feel or believe they are a fat slob in all moments. We release making others feel or believe they are a fat slob in all moments. We release making or feeling others leave the earth at slop, no moment.
I don't exactly know how to phrase the next one in a way that makes sense. Can you help me?
We release the belief that we are
unworthy.
No. We release the belief that we are only capable of being a fat slob.
Okay.
We release the belief that we are only capable of being a fat slob in our moments. We release the belief that we are only capable of being a fat slob in our moments. We release the belief that we are only capable of being a fat slob in our moments. We release the belief that we are only capable of being a fat slob. In our moments, we release the belief that we are only capable of being a fat slob in our moments.
Baby, you're doing great. We release the pain, trauma, and unworthiness of being a fat slob in all moments.
We release the pain, trauma, and unworthiness of being a fat slob in our moments. We release the pain and trauma and unworthiness of being a fat slob in our moments. We release the pain, trauma, and unworthiness of being, can we not say being, I'm not a fat slob.
No.
Being thought of as a fat slob.
Okay, let's do it that way.
We release the pain, burden, and unworthiness of being thought of as a fat slob. In our moments, we release the pain, trauma, and unworthiness of being thought of as a fat slob. In our moments, we release the pain, trauma, and unworthiness of being thought of as a fat slob. In our moments, we release the pain, trauma, and unworthiness of being thought of as a fat slob. In our moments, we release pain, trauma, and unworthiness of being thought of as a fat slob. In our moments.
On the next one, we recount all vows and agreements between ourselves. Can I do something like, and living like a fat slob? Is that okay? Does that work?
Can we do the fat slob consciousness?
Yeah, so how do you want to phrase it?
We recount all vows and agreements between ourselves and the fat life consciousness.
And the fat life consciousness.
Fat slob consciousness.
Okay, good. All right, so we recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and the, fat.
Slob consciousness.
Fat slob consciousness in all moments.
It doesn't roll off your tongue, does it?
It doesn't. But, you know, you keep reminding me that when you have those dissonance things, it's probably dead on the money. We recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments.
We recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and the fat slob consciousness in our moments. We recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and the fat slob consciousness in our moments. We recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in our moments. We recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in our moments. We recant all vows and agreements between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in our moments.
We remove all curses between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments.
We remove all curses between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We remove all curses between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We remove all curses between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We remove all curses between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in our moments. We remove all curses between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in our moments. Babies, we have to do blessings because part of the fat slob consciousness blessings is like eating a lot. They consider that a blessing.
Yep.
So we have to do blessings.
Good job, baby.
Thanks, babies.
So we remove all blessings between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments.
We remove all blessings between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We remove all blessings between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We remove all blessings between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. blessings between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We remove all blessings between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. Babies?
Yep.
We're going to have to do the, because of that reaction, I see that the energy matrix is.
Okay.
Can we do those now to make sure?
Sure.
I don't mean to be a controlling right now, baby, but these are kind of juicy.
They are juicy, but then we're going to skip a whole bunch so we can get back on track. So why don't we do that one?
Well,
so well, do you want to construct it?
Well, let's do some of these before we do three more with fat slob consciousness, and then we'll do the vivaxes or the energy matrices.
Okay. So we sever all strings and cords between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments.
We sever all strings and cords between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We sever all strings and cords between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We sever all strings and cords between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We sever all strings and cords between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We sever all strings and cords between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments.
We dissolve all karmic ties between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments.
We dissolve all karmic ties between ourselves and fat slob consciousness. We dissolve all karmic ties between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We dissolve all karmic ties between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We dissolve all karmic ties between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. We sever all karmic ties between ourselves and fat slob consciousness in all moments. I can condense the next four into two, okay?
All right.
We remove everything that the fat slob consciousness has put on us in all moments. We remove everything that the fat slob consciousness has put on us in all moments. We remove everything that the fat slob consciousness has put on us in all moments. We remove everything that the fat slob consciousness has put on us in all moments. We remove everything that the fat slob consciousness has put on us in all moments. We take back everything that the fat slob consciousness has taken from us in all moments. We take back everything that the fat slob consciousness has taken from us in all moments. We take back everything that the fat slob consciousness has taken from us in all moments. We take back everything that the fat slob consciousness has taken from us in all moments. We take back everything that the fat slob consciousness has taken from us in all moments. Now, can I do the exorcism taps with the...
Yep.
We send all energy matrices into the light and sound that associate us with fat slob consciousness in all moments. We send all energy matrices into the light and sound that associate us with fat slob consciousness in all moments. We send all energy matrices into the light and sound that associate us with fat slob consciousness in all moments. We send all energy matrices into the light and sound that associate us with fat slob consciousness in all moments. We send all energy matrices into the light and sound that associate us with fat slob consciousness in all moments. We command all complex energy matrices that associate us with fat slob consciousness to be escorted into the light and sound in all moments. We command all complex energy matrices that associate us with fat slob consciousness to be escorted into the light and sound in all moments. We command all complex energy matrices that associate us with fat slob consciousness to be escorted into the light and sound in all moments. We command all complex energy matrices that associate us with fat slob consciousness to be escorted into the light and sound in all moments. We command all complex energy matrices that associate us with fat slob consciousness to be escorted into the light and sound in all moments. Baby, the adults are saying we should call this fat slob release and fat slob consciousness.
All right. So we've gone.
I can double these up too, baby.
So just give me
a second. I can double these four. I can double them up, both of them up, and make them quicker because I know you're concerned about
them. Yeah, I am. So go ahead.
We release, resonating or emanating with fat slob consciousness in our moments. We release resonating or emanating with fat slob consciousness in all moments. We release resonating or emanating with fat slob consciousness in all moments. We release resonating or emanating with fat slob consciousness in all moments. Ah! We release resonating or emanating with fat slob consciousness in all moments. We extract all fat slob consciousness from our sound frequency and our light emanation in all moments. We extract all fat slob consciousness from our sound frequency and our light emanation in all moments. We extract all fat slob consciousness from our sound frequency and our light emanation in all moments. We extract
all fat slob consciousness.
All fat slob consciousness from our sound frequency and our light emanation in all moments. We extract all fat slob consciousness from our sound frequency and our light emanation in all moments.
So let's finish off this sequence on fat slob consciousness. And then I'm going to suggest that we do just the positive last four as well. So we've got a couple more on fat slob consciousness and then perhaps we can close up on the positive ones.
Okay. We shift our paradigm from fat slob consciousness to joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, success, security, companionship, creativity, peace, life, and wholeness in all moments. We shift our paradigm from fat slob consciousness to joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, success, security, companionship, creativity, peace, life, and wholeness in all moments. We shift our paradigm from fat slob consciousness to joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, success, security, companionship, creativity, peace, life, wholeness in all moments. We shift our paradigm from fat slob consciousness to joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, success, security, companionship, creativity, peace, life, and wholeness in all moments. We shift our paradigm from fat slob consciousness to joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, success, security, companionship, creativity, peace, life, wholeness in all moments.
So just for those that are following at home, we're picking it up on the top of page 294 and replacing squalor with the theme of fat slob consciousness, so just so that people know. And so do you want me just to help you sort of take you through just the last couple before we go on to the four positives? So we transcend fat slob consciousness in all moments.
We transcend fat slob consciousness in all moments. We transcend fat slob consciousness in all moments. We transcend fat slob consciousness in all moments. We transcend fat slob consciousness in all moments. We transcend fat slob consciousness in all moments.
We are centered and empowered in the richness of our own divinity in all moments.
We are centered and empowered in the can we say luxury? Because luxury works better for me.
Okay. We are centered and empowered in the luxury of our own divinity in all moments.
Should we try both or just richness?
No, let's just do luxury.
We are centered, but what if it's a sabotage?
All right, so let's do it as written first. We are centered and empowered in the richness of our own divinity in all moments.
Okay. We are centered and empowered in the richness of our own divinity in all moments. We are centered and empowered in the richness of our own divinity in all moments. We are centered and empowered in the richness of our own divinity in all moments. We are centered and empowered in the richness of our own divinity in all moments. We are centered and empowered in the richness of our own divinity in all moments.
We are centered and empowered in the luxury of our own divinity in all moments.
We are centered and empowered in the luxury of our own divinity in all moments. We are centered and empowered in the luxury of our own divinity in all moments. We are centered and empowered in the luxury of our own divinity in all moments. We are centered and empowered in the luxury of our own divinity in all moments. We are centered and empowered in the luxury of our own divinity in all moments. I would say the second one.
Okay, well, we've done both, so that's good. Perhaps make this the last one. We are imbued in divine... Actually, no, there's going to be a few more that we're going to want to do. We are imbued in divine love in all moments.
We are imbued... Can we say the luxury of divine love?
Sure.
Yeah, that might be a thing. We are... See, so the thing is, it's like for someone like me who eats... The only thing that I get that joy is such a narrow, so I want to have luxury in everything. So is that stupid?
No. So whatever it is that helps you release the core issues.
Can we try both again? I'm sorry. I know you want to get this done.
All right, let's do it.
We are imbued in divine love in all moments. We are imbued in divine love in all moments. We are imbued in divine love in all moments. We are imbued in divine love in all moments. We are imbued in divine love in all moments. We are imbued in the luxury of divine love in all moments. We are imbued in the luxury of divine love in all moments. We are imbued in the luxury of divine love in all moments. We are imbued in the luxury of divine love in all moments. We are imbued in the luxury of divine love in all moments. Baby, you know why that's important? Because people like me and people on this call who are like the doer, the caretakers and everything, they think of divine love as a duty and just like a dead thing that like they just... They intuitively know what it is, but they don't experience it. And the word luxury makes it more tangible so it can bring it into them, their energy.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to suggest that we close off with your favorite. So we resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in divine love in all moments.
The luxury of divine love, if you don't mind.
Sure. We resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in the luxury of divine love in all moments.
We are centered. We resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in the luxury of divine love in all moments. We are resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in the luxury of divine love in all moments. We resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in the luxury of divine love in all moments. We resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in the luxury of divine love in all moments. We resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in the luxury of divine love in all moments.
How was that? Take a deep breath.
Baby, this is too hard.
No, baby. You love your medicine, your own medicine.
Babies.
Perhaps if we can get some people off mute, and do you want to have a wind down chat for a bit? That was, I mean, doing taps is always an intense thing. I always, when we're doing these group sessions, get absolutely exhausted. So, so I know that it's hard work, and good on you for doing it, Jen. Yeah.
Thank you, baby. Me, because I don't think I would tolerate anyone else facilitating for me, so thank you.
How did that feel for others?
Yeah, I'm curious. How was it, people?
Oh, fantastic.
Intense.
Yeah, intense. Was it okay that it was like, for personally me, was it resonating with you guys though too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Really? And it's a fiddle mic, so that's interesting. So, yeah.
Definitely feel tired.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get out and mow the lawn after this, so I'm going to have to G up my energy.
Don't forget to play with Piggy a little bit, too.
Yeah, Piggy's our neighbor's dog.
She's got a crush on Marvin, and so it's like she gets to cheat on her owner when she like gets to see Marvin.
Maybe. So my neighbor is a advanced in age gentleman, and so I help him out mowing his lawn, and it's always a bit of a pleasure to have a pat with Peggy.
Well, Peggy has a real crush on Marvin. She's not a humor. I'd have to scratch her eyes out.
Baby. Thank you so much, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that. We appreciate you joining us and participating in this. I think it is healing all of humanity. So even though, yes. Jen, you're healing yourself, and I think that's a fundamentally important shift over, you know, what's gone on, you know, for the last couple of decades in your life. So I think this is really important, and really appreciate people assisting. Hopefully when we load it up on YouTube, people following along, they get benefit and relief as well. So that's what this is about.
Also, we have a Facebook page. I created a Facebook page for these YouTube things. So if you want to invite people on Facebook or whatever, if you have questions, you know, you can obviously put them on YouTube, but you can join the Facebook page just to like, if you want to share whatever.
Yeah, that's actually another good thing is it is useful. Well, we do encourage people to share because the more people are exposed to SFT tapping and the work that Jen's doing, you know, the faster we can sort of accelerate the upliftment of all of humanity, because that's kind of what's going on here. So we are, the intention is to do this Monday to Friday, 7 p.m. New York time, for as long as we can kind of keep going at it. And the YouTube link to join the call will be the same for every day. So it's not as if there's a different link. So I think you posted the link on as a pinned comment on the pilot episode. So we'll just keep doing that so that people can join. Just join us when you're free and available and feel like it. It doesn't matter. It's great to have as many people as possible, but we're happy to do it, me and Jen, but because we're going to do it anyway. So, but we're happy to invite people along.
Mm-hmm. I am very happy that they are expanded and recreated, or not recreated, but they are, you're expanding the taps you've already created.
Yeah.
Well, so you enjoyed it? You're not annoyed that I'm disrupting the flow?
No, I love it. And because I translate them to Estonian, and then I do, you know, them with a little group of Estonians. Then it gives me this understanding of how I can, if I have a, you know, inkling of, okay, to add, or then to, yeah. So thank you. I learn a lot.
Good. You're very welcome. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing these over in Estonia. I love the Estonian people.
Yes, I'll tell them.
I'm sorry, Marvin, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that was great. Thanks, Katie. That's that's awesome. What else to say? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Look forward to catching you next time. And bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye. Love you all.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you too. Yeah.